Today is Thursday, June 5th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Start Over Day. It's also National Moonshine Day, interestingly. So, I never really knew what moonshine was. Actually, let's do a little thing. Let's do a thing that I do sometimes. I don't know if this is going to be weird because the music is running, but I'm going to hope that this works. Hey, what is moonshine?
Hey, moonshine is basically a high-proof distilled spirit, often homemade and traditionally made from corn mash. It got its name because it was typically produced at night to avoid detection during Prohibition. These days, you can find legal versions in stores, but it's still known for its strong kick and homemade roots.
Is it similar to any other alcohol like vodka or whiskey? Like, which is it most similar to?
Moonshine is probably most similar to unaged whiskey, also known as white whiskey. Like whiskey, it's made from grains, usually corn, but it skips the aging process in barrels, which gives it a clear color and a more raw, strong flavor.
So anyway, I cut her off. So sorry. Apologies that I cut. I thought you were done. So anyway, it's more like whiskey. When we were in the Bahamas, you guys, I feel bad for these Bahama people. Because all you really hear and see and whatever is people walking up to you asking if you want to buy a cigar or if you want to buy, I don't know, crack. Not really. No one asked me if I wanted to buy crack. If you want to buy pot or if you want to buy a cigar or if you want to buy a rum cake or whatever, it's all, they're just coming up to you constantly asking you to buy things. And it just feels so beggy that it's like, oh gosh, they must have to do this just to make ends meet. And it's a little depressing. But anyway, moonshine. Moonshine. We went to one place where they said, oh yeah, we make moonshine here. And there was another place where they make rum. There was a moonshine. So when we were eating, this is perfect. Well, let me finish. I'll talk a little bit more about moonshine. But it's also National Ketchup Day. I love ketchup. I love ketchup so much. I eat ketchup all the time. In fact, I love ketchup, the special sauce mixed with mayo, but ketchup mixed with ranch is really good. And even if you just put some ranch and some ketchup next to each other and then dip the fry into ketchup and ranch, so you don't have to actually mix it up, so good. I love it. It's National Veggie Burger Day. And it's National Gingerbread Day. So there you go. All right. So the first evening of our cruise, we went to the Mason Jar. And like I was saying, the server was super nice, but there was so much food because we said, okay, we'll do like three appetizers and each of us will get our own entree because we thought, you know, there are four people. So 2 to 3 appetizers should be fine. And so we said, here are the three that we're interested in. And she goes, oh, there are two other ones that you have to try. She's like, I'm just going to bring you one of each. And so she brings all these out. And oh my God, it was so much food. There was pimento cheese with saltine crackers. There was deviled eggs, which were good. I really liked the deviled eggs. There were crab cakes, which were interesting crab cakes because they were, what is the thing that they serve in New Orleans that's a dessert? Beignet. They were beignet crab cakes. So it was a savory beignet dough with a crab dip to dip it in. And there was something else I'm forgetting, but there were two other things as well. And I can't, there was some bacon thing and some other thing. They were all good, but it was so much food. And my mom cannot eat very much food because of her stomach and et cetera, et cetera. I also recently have not been, I don't know if I'm getting my, I hope I'm not getting what my mom has stomach wise, but I haven't been hungry recently. which you would think is a good thing, but I still end up eating regardless and probably eating too much. But I wasn't really hungry this whole cruise. And so I was eating, but I immediately felt full after two or three bites. I don't know what that was all about. And my mom is the same way just all the time. She's just that way all the time because she has stomach issues. And so she was just like, oh, and at one point she had to get up and go to the restroom. I don't know. She had a little bit of stomach upset or whatever. And then they bring out, and for our entrees, mom and I had both gotten fried chicken. It was supposed to be two pieces of fried chicken, and it ended up being like three or four pieces of fried chicken. And most people would be like, oh, well, what's the problem with that? Well, the problem is I don't want to waste food. And my Mark, is really big on not wasting food. He eats everything on his plate all the time because he's not an American a wasteful American, right? Because we're all, not all Americans, but a lot of Americans are wasteful, including at sometimes myself. And so I don't want to waste things and leave them on the plate. I feel bad, but I don't know. But the food was good. They came around and took photos of us, which is, again, wasteful because when they come back and they say, do you want to buy this? They bring printed out copies of the photos. And you think, gosh, they're wasting that ink and that paper if I don't buy it. And so sometimes, just out of guilt, I would buy it. Maybe they do it that way because I don't want to waste things again. But really, Mark has really rubbed off on me because I used to be just a typical American, not really caring about waste as much as I should. And rightly so, Mark has helped me out to care more about waste. But they brought it later on and they were okay, but we didn't want to pay. It's like $30 for two printed photos. You don't even get a digital copy. And so no matter how good they are, you only have this one paper copy that I suppose you could scan yourself and convert to digital, but I don't know. It's just crazy. So we did that, and then we had an ice skating show that we went to. Not much to report there. We went to the ice skating show. It was good. Really good. There was a really cute guy. I think he looked kind of Russian, and he was cute. And he was a good ice skater. But the ice skating show was great. We really enjoyed it. My mom really enjoyed it. And my stepdad really enjoyed it. So all good. All good there. And then we went to bed after that. And then the next day, we had the Bahamas. So that's what we're talking about. So we had this excursion. And we had picked the excursion that said, you're riding around in an air-conditioned van, not much walking, et cetera, et cetera. But what we didn't realize is my mom has just been laying in her bed all day long every day, not walking at home since her knee surgeries. I knew that when I go over, she's in bed a lot. But then when I talk to my stepfather later, he's like, yeah, no, she's in bed all day long. She just gets up to go to the kitchen and to the bathroom, and she's pretty much in bed watching Fox News all day. And so I talked, and he was really discouraged because she was walking really slow and having to stop and get trams. And she looks great for her age. You wouldn't know, but man, she cannot get around well at all. And so we were talking about it, and at one point, and he said, yeah, I don't know what else to do. He said, I've tried to encourage her to go to the gym. I've tried to encourage her just to walk. Just to do some, you know, simple walking. And she says she can't do that. And anyway, he's like, I don't know. And they want to go to Italy next year. But there's no way that she's going to be able to go on any excursions if she can't walk. So anyway, she was trying, though. She was really trying her hardest. But she's got to do the work beforehand. You can't just get on the vacation and expect to be able to have all this endurance with this brand new knee that she's got. So we made a bad choice, I guess, because we had to walk 15 minutes to get to the van because the Bahamas built a new port recently and the parking areas are farther away than they used to be. And so we finally got there, but she was just about completely done just getting to the van. And then I felt like I was babysitting all day, but because mom was slow and we had to, do you need to stop? Do you need to whatever? You know, but we went to a rum cake factory. Oh, the rum cake was really good, actually. I bought one. And we went to a chocolate factory. It's all retail on the Bahamas. There's nothing. We did go to a fort or a castle, but it's being rebuilt at the moment, or there's construction, so we couldn't go in. And we went to Atlantis, but again, it was mostly, it's a resort, so there's a casino and there are shops, so again, it was mostly retail. I mean, it was good to get out of the ship, but my mom was dead tired after we got back to the ship. Dead tired. She laid down, and we were supposed to have dinner that night. And we'll have to pick it up from there in our next episode. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.